102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Lester this morning. Welcome to the Dream Team. Les, how are you, man?
I'm doing okay.
All right, you're seeking a pardon this morning from Tanya, your friend since childhood. Y'all go back like LeBron's hairline. So tell us on
back.
The Dream. Yeah, that's way back. Tell us on the Dream Team exactly why you're going to be seeking a pardon from your friend Tanya.
Well, basically, me and her got into a huge argument during a Zoom happy hour with us and a bunch of our friends. It was basically about politics. I'm a Trump supporter. I voted for him, and she is absolutely not. And we've been arguing over the last like 4 years, but it kind of went off during the Zoom happy hour. So
get spicy.
They get the drinks mixed up with the politics, man. It goes many sometimes.
Ooh, not a good mix.
Yeah, and people are laughing, and then it just kind of turned into this big awkward thing where it was just us arguing, and now she's not talking to me, and I don't want to be the person that separates us from the rest of our friend group. I don't want to be like the stick in the mud, so I want us to kind of get over it and just be friends again.
And before 2016, you guys were, like you said, best of friends, childhood friends, and all that.
Yeah, we've known each other, I mean, since middle school.
Oh, wow.
You can't let that fall apart.
Yeah, man. Break down this party, man. What was going on?
It started with just jokes, basically, and she didn't take the jokes that I was saying lightly, and it turned into us going back and forth and me kind of calling her out and saying this is the whole problem. It's like, you know, a lot of Democrats don't have a sense of humor about themselves, and she didn't, and it was just us going back and forth, and I was making people laugh, and she got her feelings hurt, and I don't know. It started off on Facebook, and it ended up kind of in front of everybody, so that's pretty much the gist of it.
See, that's terrible, because it's a Zoom happy hour, not 60 minutes, you know? And it's,
no, I know.
The operative word is happy.
I know. Right. I was trying to be funny, and it just ended up turning the tape. It was my fault. I take full responsibility. It was a bad joke that started the whole argument.
So for the past 4 years, what has that been like? Because I know you guys, before the pandemic, had a chance to hang out and, you know, be together in certain environments. So how was that during this whole past 4 years? Did you guys get into arguments before the Zoom party?
Yeah, mostly on social media, but I mean, it was more like discussions. And over the course of this last year, more specifically, it's just ramped up. And she, I don't know, it feels like anything that happens, like I get blamed for stuff that Trump does. Like I'm the one who did it. And it's like, I don't support everything he does. So that's a lot of the hostility. It's like, I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of where it's at.
You wasn't at the Capitol, was you?
No, I wasn't. I was not watching the Capitol.
On TV.
I'm not on your face.
Okay, you don't own deer antlers and face paint, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure, man. All right, so we're going to reach out to Tanya and explain the situation, and we're going to see if she's going to grant you a pardon this morning, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we just need you to stand by, okay? Here we go. Good morning, Tanya. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning, Dream Team.
Hey, thanks for reaching back out. You sound so nice to us. Now, we understand that you have a good childhood friend. Y'all go way back, by the name of Lester.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you guys have been great friends now. However, in 2016, things changed a little bit. Explain that to us.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like you said, like we were besties, and we've always had difference of opinions and things, but it's never been more than just like a little bit political. And then when Trump won, I found out that he was a Trump supporter. And like that, you know, it really surprised me because I knew he was Republican, but like that just like really took me by surprise. And I don't know, over the last 4 years, we've had our differences and we've gotten into it a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, it's just kind of like this past year, especially for me, it's just like, it's not even about politics anymore. Like, I just can't handle like what he stands for, who he is. And, you know, like, am I blanketing people and being judgmental? Probably. I realize that it's like a shitty, like a bad thing to say about all Trump supporters, but it's kind of where I'm at right now. Yeah. Like if you follow this person, then you are not a good person. It like hurts me that like one of my best friends just like either doesn't see it or I don't know. He's taking it as a joke. Like we had this Zoom happy hour a little while ago with like a bunch of our friends and he just like kept making jokes. And I'm like, this isn't funny. Like, this is serious stuff. People are really hurting. People are suffering. And the person you support is responsible for it.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I could talk about it all day.
Okay, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you give us a chance to let you talk about it with Lester for just a minute? He's on the phone lines. He would love to just speak to you for a few moments, and if you would just give him your ear, and we need you to make a decision this morning. Lester, go ahead and talk to your friend, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Hi. Look, I apologize 100%. I know I've been very insensitive, and a lot of people are going through an extremely tough time right now, and any jokes that I might have made are not to be targeted at you. It's kind of how I, you know, it's how I process stuff. You know me. And I really value our friendship. I don't want this to come in between us and anybody else that we hang out with. I mean, we kind of have a really cool core group of friends that we get together with. I don't want to jeopardize that in any kind of way. I really hope you can forgive me and kind of get past this. I think we should be more united as a country and less divided. So I hope that you can pardon me and maybe we can move forward on this.
All right. So, Tani, so at this point, can you grant him a pardon?
I don't think I can pardon him. Like, I have a lot of love and respect for who you were when we were kids. And I know this is really hard, but like, I can't get past it.
Les, how do you feel about that, man? Looks like you're going to lose your childhood friendship.
I don't know. Maybe, Tanya, I think if you have a chance to kind of cool down and think about it a little bit more, you might have a change of opinion. But I don't want to not be your friend just because you believe a certain political view. Like, you're a good person. You don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. You might believe different financial views than I do, but that doesn't mean we can't be friends. And no, same goes
Lester,
for me. Like, I don't want to hurt
politics.
Anybody.
Like, I can't believe that for the last 4 years, like, you've lost your way. This isn't, it's beyond politics. It's not just a slight difference in beliefs with finances.
So, Tanya can't grant a pardon at this time. Sorry, Lester. Thanks for reaching out to us. You don't always get a pardon. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But hopefully you guys can sit down one day and just, you know, talk through this.
Yeah, you guys are lifelong friends. You guys got to get through this at some point.
Yeah, come on. Don't let a childhood friendship, be ruined. So.
Yeah.
I agree.
Bay Area, you could do the same thing. All you got to do is go to KBLX.com, click on the Beg Your Pardon, and present your scenario. And you could be like Tanya and Lester. Like I said, it doesn't always happen, but still reach on out. It's your dream team with Beg Your Pardon right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks and R&B.